Hello and welcome to Spiritual Sundays here on the Remnants of Reese's Remember All. Today we're going to be taking a look into the topic of the Book of Shadows, grimoires, the history and uses of them, and the ever-pervasive question, do I really need one? Now, for those of you who don't know, the Book of Shadows is the more commonplace term for person's spiritual text and personal working journal. So, with that little tidbit of information right off the top, for those who didn't know, we're going to jump right in to the topic of today. To start off with, the grimoire is the older term, it originating from the old French word grimaire, or grammaire. I believe that's how it's pronounced. And it is in reference to all books written in Latin. Now, by the 1700s, the term had evolved to refer to books of magic. This spread as occultism spread. 200 years later, Gerald Gardner founded the practice of Wicca and called the books of magic a book of shadows. Book of Shadows being a term that has caught on and nearly replaced grimoire, as the more modern idea is that the evil practitioners are the ones who use grimoires, something that has been a narrative to be pushed in media, especially when it comes to television and movies. The grimoire of the evil sorcerer or sorceress, the warlock's book of evil and dark magic. People like sorcerers, warlocks, and hags. These are the evil practitioners that are stated to use such a book. But these are just titles that historically have all had the same connotations as witch and wizard, the same connotations as druid. A grimoire is no more or less evil than the practitioner, whether they be a witch, warlock, hag, sorcerer, druid. And I'm probably going to pronunciationally butcher this, but Gothi and Gothi, I believe, were the Nordic terms. However, again, I do think that I butchered the crap out of them. So please feel free to point me in the direction of a better pronunciation guide than the older practitioners that I have known who have told me the appropriate term and how it's pronounced. But no matter how you title yourself, your book of magic is yours and what you call it is yours too. The same goes for your own personal title. Now, personally, I keep two books. One anyone may look through, and that one I call my BOS or my Book of Shadows. I tend to go for BOS for short. The other is my personal distilled book with more personal workings. That is my grimoire and is part of my, quote, go kit, something that we'll talk about later. I do believe that for most practitioners, we need to have some sort of go kit, an emergency type kit that we can just pick up, pull out, and use if people call and are in need and it's dire. We can just grab it and go. One of the other terms that I'd heard used for it is a altar on the run. Also, the thing to keep in mind with a grimoire versus a book of shadows is grimoire, to me anyway, is just one of those things that carries a little bit more weight. Book of Shadows seems light. It just feels like something that doesn't have a weight to it. When you think of grimoire, at least for me, when the term grimoire is used, I think of a heavy tome, even if it's only like 40 pages. My personal grimoire is one of those Barnes & Noble journals that you can pick up. It's not very big, but it feels heavier than my actual Book of Shadows that, you know, anybody can look through because it's just notes from different texts and different pages. You know, the spell pages and the info pages that you can pick up from realistically anywhere and any spiritual shop or even off of Amazon for like under $2. The only real reason they're that much is because they've got special treated paper that they're printed on. So for me, when I think Book of Shadows, I think something light, something easy for anybody to look through. I think, you know, TV, movies, you know, it's It's also been described by authors as a dark book as well, a witch's demon book, but like that's mostly like fear-mongering media propagated by the ideas pushed by the church that anyone who doesn't practice exactly the way that we do is evil. Which, you know my stance on that already, you know, we all practice a little bit differently and that's fine. So to break away from getting any heavier in this topic, I'm going to move over to the stone of the day. So for now, let's talk about that. Chalcedony is the stone of the day. This stone is formed at the bottom of the ocean from heat and silica deposits, a form of quartz that can cost over $100 USD per carat. That is $100 per carat. The most sought after being blue chalcedony, which reflects the blues, greens, and luminescence of the ocean. Naturally, this is a water element gem with perceptive energies, a 7 on the hardness scale, and found all over the world. Chalcedony comes in a variety of colors and fitting to Cancer and Capricorn signs the best. Chalcedony is good to help with peace, travel, protection, luck, keeping away nightmares, lactation, and more depending on the color. So if there's a particular color that you like, blue, pink, red, orange, coral, take a look into those chalcedonies because they'll have extra meanings to the stone. Different little things that they can help with. Plus, if you haven't seen a picture of this stone, it's actually really pretty. Chalcedony also makes for a good worry stone too. Raw or polished, this would make a lovely addition to your collection. Now back to the topic of grimoires. As we know from pop culture and social media trends, the Book of Shadows, or grimoire, is the primary place to store and keep spells, rituals, and potion recipes that you use, as well as herbal information, deity work, entity work. It's the catch-all place for really anything that you might need. Some people have family books that are generational as well as personal books. So some people carry, or rather keep, two books. One that's passed down the generational line and one that is their own personal book. Before I said I have two books, I actually have more than that. I've had four books, two of which were just me copying down information from library books, and one was more of a daily journal that most will actually suggest you keep so you can track magic you see each day, something akin to what I remember hearing in Christianity when someone's faith faltered. Journal and keep track of the miracles around you. No. Not my thing, and I've never been very good at journaling to begin with, so that book didn't last very long. Desiring to put distance there between the path I was on and the path I had now chosen to walk, plus, like I said, not being very good at journaling, because my brain space is not the best place to be. I do actually have a third book, so when I said I have two, I was wrong. I have three. How could I forget my third book, which I call my Big Book of Runes. I keep this book as where I have distilled various runic sources and books on runes. I've distilled the meanings, distilled down the lectures, and built up the runes, the meanings, what they stand for, and put in the work for bind runes. So my Big Book of Runes actually has a lot of bind runes in it, and that is something that we'll touch on later. I might do some bind rune work on Twitch just for everyone to kind of see. Or I might do it on airtime. I don't know. I need to get more into airtime because it's a little bit more free form of being able to communicate with everybody. So again, that'll be a topic for another time. Your Book of Shadows will grow and change as you grow and change, so don't worry about that. As you grow and change as a practitioner, your book will change, and it's a good way to judge where you were and where you are now. It shows personal growth and spiritual growth as well. Some spells, for example, will become high ritual magic, and some high rituals will become simple three-line spells, and honestly, that's okay. That's part of the growing process. One of the things I do is I make notations for when you're ready to, as I said, distill your current book into its new home. So I will put little annotations in the margins and I'll rework some of it and put it in my personal grimoire. And that's just a way for me to be able to keep myself organized. And I mean, you may find yourself keeping multiple books. A book for herbs, a book for spells, a book for rites, a book for stonework, a book for runes. And that's entirely okay. Like, that's type A personality at its finest. And honestly, if you're that kind of person, that is wonderful. More power to you. Love that for you. It's great. For me, I'm going to flip through my personal book, and if I don't see it in there, I'm going to go to my Book of Shadows, and if it's not there, well, I have my little mini library that I can go through. And if the information still isn't there, I have friends that I can call up and be like, hey, look, I'm missing some info here. Can you help out? The point is, these books are for you and your magic. Even if it's all haphazardly tossed into a random spiral notebook under your bed, a little chaos witch you, it's fine. They're there for us. As long as we can follow the haphazard madness that is our own Book of Shadows or grimoires, then everything will be fine. Because it is for us, not for anyone else. Unless you have one like mine, and that's to share, but then you can usually answer any questions that somebody might have. So, we've got a little bit of the etymological history. We've got a baseline there. We've got the evolution of a grimoire into a Book of Shadows. This is an episode that I knew was going to be pretty short anyway, but here is, I think, where I can get a little more involved, and probably it'll add some length of time to the episode. Because now I know at the top of the episode I mentioned the ever-pervasive question of, do I even need one? And some of you I know are going to be asking that question, and I've heard it many, many times over the years, from beginners and elders alike. Honestly, that's not something I or anyone can answer for you. I can suggest that you keep a Book of Shadows to make it easier on your practice for just for the sake of yourself. Now, I keep three because it helps me and my practice to do so. The question and answer is a personal one that you should address for yourself, not have another tell you. Unless you are that person's student, then the two of you should sit down and talk about the subject and the training in question as a whole. If you feel that you need a Book of Shadows or some place to keep what you're learning, and your teacher says, no, we don't use that, we log it to memory, and you're not comfortable with that, maybe it's time to sit down and have a discussion about the teachings. Maybe it's time for you to break away and find someone else to learn from. Or maybe it's a wonderful thing that you guys are being able to sit down and talk about it, because now they're going to start writing everything down just for posterity's sake. So there's plenty of ways to go about it, and if you as a student don't feel that you need one but your teacher says that you do, same thing, sit down and talk about it. Because for some things, you don't really need a Book of Shadows for. So some things you're just going to remember better, but if you start to have problems remembering it, write it down. It'll help. I didn't think that some of the things I wrote down I would need to write down, but I did, and well, it's helped because I don't have to sit there and struggle to try and remember. It's right there in my book. So with all of that said, these books are important to keep, but personal safety isn't something to be ignored if you live somewhere that you aren't able to openly practice. Many situations for many kinds of people, as I will be continuing to say. It's one of those things that I'm just going to be on and on about. And one of the reasons why I'm actually looking forward to getting time to interview some of the older community members and some people who walk different paths than I do. Many situations for many kinds of people. While grimoire is the older term, Book of Shadows is more commonly used today among the neo-pagan community. But call it what feels right for you and your own practice. Keep as many or as few as you need and organize them how you see fit. This is your personal practice, after all. As far as keeping one at all, again, that is your personal choice, but I really do recommend it, and I can't recommend it enough. But above all else, be careful and use discernment. That will help guide you on the journey down the path. Speaking of journeys down the path, we're on to today's tarot card pull. Now, I've done the smart thing and pulled out my cards, and I've done a little bit of shuffling. I was doing a reading last night, well, at the time of the recording last night. So I'm gonna reshuffle a little bit more, just because it can never hurt to shuffle more. Sometimes, if you're shuffling your cards and you feel a smack in the back of your head, then it might be time to stop. Or maybe you're shuffling wrong. Who knows? Not I. That is for you and discernment, which we're going to be talking about discernment next week. And I really struggled to write the script for that one. Because it could literally be a TikTok video. But I want to take the time and go over... Ooh, Fallout. Go over what it actually means to discern rather than intuit. But again, I don't want to give too much away here. So, alright, I think we're good. We did have one fallout, and that is the Eight of Air inverted. And for the one card pull, we have the Four of Fire inverted for the coming week. So fire and air both inverted. Ooh. Now, with tarot pulls in this kind of situation, what it is about is going to be claim it if it feels right. And if it sounds like it's something that should be for you, pay attention. Otherwise, it wasn't meant for you. We had our Eight of Air fall out. And the shadow side, or inverted, or Widdershins, whatever you may call the upside down variant. The shadow side of this card indicates that the mind has rather gone amok, while thoughts are allowed to run rampant and out of control. They create chaos and cause havoc. And for the Four of Fire inverted, the shadow side of this card represents misdirected energy and the danger of extreme and inappropriate aggression, anger, and violence. So, it's just what I'm kind of picking up from the duo here of creating chaos, being out of balance, an anxiety mind, and the misdirected energy of the Four of Fire being combined in there to create the aggression and anger, being short because you're on a deadline, being upset because you're feeling the pressure. It's okay to feel the pressure, but remember, take the time to ground, find your center, take a deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. Take your moment to relax. Maybe go and do something that will actually be relaxing for you. Take those deep breaths, just and ignore how bad that sounded because, well, I'm fighting seasonal cold problems. Yay! And remember, also take care of yourself. It's hard to take care of others when you yourself are struggling. So take care of people. And by people, you're included in that. So remembering to take care of yourself and that self-care is important, go ahead. And if you want to keep up with me or ask for a more personalized reading to set that up, go on over to my socials. They're going to be in the description of this episode. Or head on over to @crochet_Jedi on Twitter. And the link for all of those socials will be there in my bio as well. And it would be really helpful to give a 5-star rating to the podcast. That really does help me out here. And it helps us out because we get to have more of these times. Next week, we're going to cover discernment and what it actually is. Just to reiterate that whole thing. I know today's episode was a little bit short, but there really wasn't as some deep mystical, magical thing behind Book of Shadows and Grimoire. It was pretty straightforward, and I expected that to be straightforward, but it was more straightforward than I expected, which was a delightful positive moment for me because I got to focus on, should we actually keep one? Next week, we'll be back with discernment and what it is. And until then, merry meet, merry part, and until we merry meet again, hail to the old ones and blessed be.